Okay, cosmology, I'm looking at this. Image there of the ancient Hindu cosmology, cosmos, and looking at Bhurloka. The earthly realm, and then they put all these lokas and things, and Meru has a big object there in the middle, and around there you have stars and galaxies and planets and space that all this is supposed to be within. I think that should rather be at least we could test that. And on that disk, as they illustrated, Bhurloka to be a 2D round disk. On that one, you could print the stars. And the picture of the space and all of that. Because all of those objects, which they are, you know, planets and stars, the galaxies, they are objects made of the Mahabhutas. And Bhurloka then refers to the realm of the Mahabhutas. In other words, what we know as the physical realm, the physical cosmos. So what are then the oceans and the islands there and the Jambudvip and the other dweeps, Plakshadweep and Golden Mountain. Mm-hmm. Meru then is the axis. By which the different lokas, realms, of this Brahmanda, this creation of Brahma, are interconnected. Around which it all kind of rotates and it's aligned and centered. And of course that axis is on top of it, there is the Purusha. Virat Purusha, Rikshir, Rakashai, Vishnu, Avatar, upholding it all. So we are talking, as Bhaktisiddhanta points out, esoteric knowledge, not physicalist astronomy oriented so-called cosmology, because that's not what cosmology in the Puranas is about, and not in the other older cultures of the world. So this could give a bit of a clue, but I, at this point of my own research, this is where I would say I just throw out a theory and the little research I did in the Bhagavatam seems to confirm this theory. But I would be happy if devotees with more intelligence and research capabilities than myself would confirm or disconfirm this, whatever it's called. With this, I leave this preview. And continue my work of writing this book, which is in itself a research work in it that I'm trying to my best to do. And in general, I welcome input from you, because this is only being shown to those I hope and trust and feel could relate to this and help with valuable feedback, just in case. So, you know, you're welcome, just in case you have read this far. Thank you very much for that, and Hare Krishna.